Hello, downtown Pittsburgh. No, wait, what was the note I was given? Oh yes, make it more general. People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. There's no stamp of podcast authenticity, no use-by date stamped on the bottom. And believe me, if this medium had an expiration date, we would be well past it. The only thing real about this venture is listening until it's over always seems to take a real long time. But the sooner we start, the sooner it's over. So sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnold Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 10 years and 11 months ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal through the dimensional rift, and I used that to upload a podcast recorded here in the tavern, The Wanderlost, which is currently on the move. This tavern has legs. It is currently on the move to Nibblebottom as we try to figure out how to stop all of the other wizards. I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Oh, yeah, baby.
How you doing, bud?
This tavern has legs. I like that.
This tavern has legs. Should that be the slogan for the tavern, The Wanderlost, or should that be just the slogan for the podcast, This Tavern Has Legs?
Maybe both. I feel like something above a nice sign above the hearth that says This Tavern Has Legs might be nice, or even on the outside.
Yeah, that's probably better than the scroll that's above the hearth currently.
Yes, the one that says, put your waste here and points down to the fire.
Yeah.
So many
people. We've had so many burned wastes.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't understand what is and is not waste.
Yeah.
You know? You can't put trees in there. You can't put banana peels.
Yeah.
You can't put dead bodies. You can't put living bodies.
Yeah. Well, I mean, also the way it's spelled, people are putting their midsections into the fire.
Wait, based on how what's spelled?
Waste.
W-A-I-S-T.
Isn't that the midsection spelling? I mean, I guess... my spelling isn't so good in Foon because some of the words are spelled differently.
Arnie, I don't want to get into it. You know what? Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to draw us up a new scroll to put above the fireplace right now because, Arnie, I'm of a new mindset. I'm a changed badger.
It's Arnold.
Oh, sorry. Arnold, I'm of a new mindset. I'm a changed badger. If anything takes less than 1 minute, I'm going to do it now. I'm going to stop procrastinating.
How efficient.
Thank you. So let me just start on this scroll now.
And so,
this tavern.
Can I keep talking to
legs.
You? Can I keep talking to you while you're doing it, or do we need to stop for every 1 minute task
okay.
on the podcast?
You know what? I can't finish this right now. This is too distracting. So, let me just toss this in the fire. I'll get to this later.
I'm also joined by my other co-host, Zonin the Wizard.
I am Zonin Hookstanges. Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Tarakas. The Elves know me as Fiang Yalak. The Dwarves know me by my regular name, and I am also known as Usador the Blue, but throughout the Northeast, I am known as, what is that one? Gasmanius Maestar. When I do them out of order, it gets confusing.
I know. Honestly, so the whole beginning of this podcast, if I don't do it in exactly the right order, I don't know what I'm talking about. I kind of have to do it almost in like a trance.
Oh, yeah. I totally disassociate now.
Oh, yeah. I phoned it in. Is that what we're talking
about? Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
What?
What are we talking about?
Uh-huh.
Agreed.
Yeah. Boys, let's relax.
Yeah.
You know what?
I'm working so hard trying to defeat the wizards.
Chunt, I would love to relax, but we are on our way to Nibblebottom. We are trying to stop Spintax from attacking Northeastia. There's so many things
that will start happening
in the last 3 episodes of this season.
Of course, I know, which is why we need to get in some rest.
Yes.
You're right.
I don't know, Eustor, if you can maybe conjure up some mage hands, and maybe those mage hands can give us some massages.
Ooh, good idea.
Yeah, maybe we just kind of,
yeah,
you know,
maybe this is a cozy episode.
Let's just get cozy. I got some blankets here. Let's make a little, maybe a pillow fort or something.
Enough, Tali, Tili, Kili. Here now, hands get touchy-feely.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, that does feel good, though. I hated that spell, but the results. Yeah. You can't argue with the results.
Wow. Oh, hot stones.
Oh, that's wonderful. Should I run to the bar and get us something to drink while we're getting our massages?
Sure.
What would you like, Arnold?
You know, since I'm in a cozy mood and it's still winterish, I'll say I'll have a hot toddy. Do they make hot toddies here? You know what? I don't even know what's in a hot toddy, so whatever that is.
Okay, Chunt.
Since we're trying to relax, I'll take a Pina Colada.
Pina Colada and a hot toddy. I'll be right back.
Chunt, why do you always order drinks that you can't quite say?
What are you talking about?
What was your order again?
A Pina Colada.
Sure.
What do you call it?
I don't know. I mean, all I have to go on is what you're saying. I don't know what the right way is, but it just always sounds a little wrong.
I'm ordering one of my favorite drinks when I'm on vacation, which is a Pina Colada.
Okay.
Here, Chunt, here's your Pina Colada. Arnie, here's...
Oh, buddy. I'm so sorry.
Arnold.
I do not want a Pina Colada. I want a Pina Colada.
Yeah, Pina Colada. I'll be right back.
He obviously ordered with a U, not an O.
Yeah. John, we could ride the whole next hour on this interaction. We could really...
make a meal out of it?
I pray to the goddesses that we don't have a really interesting guest for this episode, because we could just get this drink order, could spend the whole time on it.
All right, Chunt, here's your Punam Clusum. And Arnie...
Isidore, you're not going to believe this?
What?
That's not what I wanted.
What? Say it one more time.
Pina Colada. Double O, double O.
Yes, it means no worries.
For the rest of our days?
Yes. Well, this episode, at least.
And Arnie, here's your hot Todd. Here's your hot Toddy.
Hot Toddy.
Yes,
what
this is Todd.
Stand for?
This is Todd Erickson.
My name's Todd.
We warmed him up for you, I guess.
You're sweating like a beast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's pretty hot. Well, I'm going to head out.
Okay, well, it was refreshing just looking at you, I guess.
Good. I know you love to watch me walk away.
I mean, I don't hate it.
I'll be right back with your Pini Colada.
That one sounded the worst.
Wait a minute. I feel like I know that person walking towards us.
So slow. Like, walking is even hard. It's so slowly.
Oh, yeah, it's really taking their time.
Todd Erickson, you haven't seen the last of me.
Wait a minute, I know that voice.
Where'd that little guy go? Has anyone seen a very tiny but handsome man? I didn't mean to lose me, I'm sure.
Oh, it's Hildy, the ancient turtle, one of the oldest beings in all of Foon.
Oh, hey. I know you guys.
Yeah, it's me, Arnold Niekamp.
Hi, Hildy. Hi, it's John. Do you like, Hildy, do you like being introduced that way? It's one of the most ancient creatures. That old turtle, that old bones.
Is that what you said?
Something like that, Artie. What did you say?
Chunt, she can barely hear what any of us are saying.
Well, as long as you guys are showing flattering pictures of me to whoever you keep talking to, I really don't mind.
She doesn't know this is an audio medium.
Hilda, I want to thank you. Out of the blue, so unexpectedly, and thank you so much, I got a check for 1 gold on my birthday. I thought that was so sweet.
Of course. Well, birthdays mean a lot to me. I've had hundreds of thousands of them, so...
Yeah.
And I just wanted to pay it forward.
That was so nice of you. And the check did say to let you know before I cash it.
Yes,
definitely. It sounds like I probably shouldn't cash it. I'll just hold on to it.
Well, just let me know. Just give me a running start. Because you know how long it takes me to get to the bank.
Sure.
Hildy, I don't know where the bank is.
Hildy, are you surviving on some kind of fixed income? At your age?
Actually, since I saw you folks last, there have been some updates. There was a little bit of... Well, you know how I have dozens of hundreds of thousands of children at this point?
Yeah.
Who I don't talk to.
Yeah,
yes,
okay.
Which is why I was so impressed you remembered my birthday.
Well, you gave me a calendar, and that's the only thing that was in it.
Hildy is here. Welcome.
Oh, hello.
Can I get you something to drink from the bar?
Oh, yes. I would actually love just the tiniest droplet of an Earl Grey.
A tiny droplet of Earl Grey. Arnie, do you want something else since Todd left?
Oh, boy. I'm trying to think of something that's not going to be a person.
Yeah, Earl might have left with Todd. We'll have to check. Yeah.
He did leave a drop behind, though. Yeah, I'll have a Mai Tai.
A Mai Tai. And for Chunt, here's your penile collusion.
Ooh. You know what? I simply will just have to make do. So, Hildy, you were saying?
Oh, so anyway, the dozens of hundreds of thousands of my horrible children who I have explicitly not wished to remain in contact with had a little bit of an intervention with me. And they said, based on a few little things here and there, like lighting things on fire in my own kitchen, by the way.
Sure.
That I should be placed in an assisted thriving facility.
Oh, congratulations.
Okay, well, I'm basing my reaction on your reaction, and when you look at me like that, it looks like pity in your eyes.
No, there's probably so many activities.
There's actually too many activities. It's a wonder I could escape. Do you know how many local a cappella groups are coming to sing to me?
Oh, no. Local ones, like not
local,
even national.
Hyper local.
Ones.
They're not winning.
Like from the actual, from the assisted thriving community.
Well, they
local?
Have competitions between the local youth and then hyper local a cappella groups, which is the elders.
Oh.
And it's sort of a battle of the ages.
So wait, have you been suggested that you'll go there or have you moved into this assisted thriving
I've been
community?
Placed. The thing is that not all of my husbands were turtles, so some of my children are half turtle and half creatures that are very big and strong. So they just picked me up and put me there. I didn't have much of a choice.
Oh, wow. And did you say a battle of the ages or a battle for the ages?
I said of the ages.
You gotta be the, no offense, you gotta be the oldest person or creature at the assisted thriving community, right?
Which is why I'm a hot contender for all of their a cappella groups, but I won't join.
Why not? What do you have against singing?
I'm a solo act.
Oh.
I have nothing against singing, but I'm not part of some group. Would share?
Would share?
Would share more, but haven't the time. I'm looking for Todd Erickson.
Ah, here you are. A drop of Earl Grey tea on a single maple leaf. And, Arnie, I forgot what you ordered, so I just got you an ale.
Okay, that's fine. I'm fine with that.
Hey, I'm Al.
Oh, and Al.
Al the Ale?
I wanted the Earl.
Oh, I got both of these wrong?
They're both Al's?
I'm sorry. I'll be right back. I'll get this sorted, and I'll get a round of mozzarella wands on me.
Hey, Usador. You know what? Fuck the drinks. Just relax. Sit down. Join us for conversation.
Relax. There's so much to do.
No. Have one of your mage hands order the drinks.
Oh, okay. Eroth, Cheru, Kalan, Tada, Tada, Tada.
Usador, I'd really like you to sit down with us. Let's relax. Let's talk to Hildy. I know you've been working so hard. I think it's getting harder for you to accomplish all the things you have to do in a day. I feel like some of the things Hildy is talking about might be of special interest to you.
Okay. Sorry. I've missed most of the conversation so far. Hildy, I assume everything's going swimmingly with you as usual.
Well, I'm doing well, quite personally, but on a slightly zoomed out level, I have been placed against my will in an assisted thriving community.
What?
Yes.
That's unacceptable. We must put together a band of heroes to save Hildy from this assisted thriving community.
Oh,
she got out. She's here.
Oh, you're right here. Yes.
Well, they let me, it's like a revolving door situation. I'm not locked in there. But my children, my hundreds of thousands of dozens of children signed me up. So I have nowhere else to live. All my stuff is there.
Sure,
but I try to come here on the weekends, try to meet a suitor or two.
Oh. I thought your home was on your back.
And that's right.
You started a fire in your shell?
Huh?
You started a fire in the kitchen in your shell?
Okay, so I have to watch every burner all the time?
It sounds like you set yourself on fire.
And then my children place me in a home. I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Well, Hildy, just pivot slightly, but still talk about the home. Would someone, let's say, of Isidore's sort of age and prestige? Would they maybe be comfortable in this assisted thriving home?
What?
Well, I think Arnie and I would probably agree that it's time to just start just perusing option.
Are you looking to wind down?
No, I'm looking
always.
I'm looking to wind up. I have to take on all these wizards and fight them to the death, potentially.
Relax,
Well, I've been meaning to say, I don't remember when the last time I saw you guys was, but what was it, a couple hundred years? You're all looking a little haggard, and I say that as someone who's been alive since the beginning of time.
Well, I can't,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I can't really argue with that statement, but are you suggesting that I should just lay down and let the rest of the years pass me by in some sort of retirement that doesn't befit me?
Not at all. The pamphlet here, Hildy, that you just slid across the table.
Oh my
to
God!
Me,
they're
sticking
all sorts of things in my shell.
Yeah, it seems like someone put a magnet on your shell. Held this. It says that you're not just lying down, Usador. It seems like that you're making the most of your twilight.
God, this is ridiculous. Here. I would never
imagine agree. There's one big comfortable Wait. Chair that you sit in most of the time and watch TV. Yeah. Right?
Absolutely. And look at the events on the other side of the flyer. Every day, every half hour is accounted for. 7 a.m., peppermint milkshake social. 7:30 a.m., karaoke battle. That goes until noon, actually. Then quick lunch, 12:30, fencing, 1, Ooh. Chess, 1:30, Mandarin.
Not to go back to the very beginning. You wake up, immediately have a milkshake, and then start singing karaoke?
It's a busy, busy, busy day. That's the holiday schedule.
I don't know. This seems very vexing to me. Wait, what is this? Oh, so many a cappella groups.
Local and hyperlocal.
Hyperlocal?
Ooh, look at this. Local a cappella group, The Bone Deafs, will perform twice a week. Huh. Ooh, The Bone Deafs. Usador, you know them, right?
Oh, of course. They're wonderful.
The skeletons that perform a cappella?
Oh, yes. And the funny thing is, since they're skeletons and they just sing a cappella, they can still play each other's ribs cages as a xylophone. That still counts as a cappella for them.
And that's great. I love that.
I think I see here that there's an old, slightly sort of withered group of a cappella singers called Bentatonics. I think they have scoliosis.
Okay. Hildy, do you see any names?
Cher, if you see any names.
I honestly don't want to get tied up in all of this because I'm preparing my solo act for the big holiday concert.
Ooh, what are you going to perform? You say you're a solo act. I guess I just assume singing, but it could be a plethora of talents. Soft shoe, tap dance, modern, origami.
Oh, okay. All of these are actually very good ideas, and I'm actually quite proficient in all of them. But no, of course, I will be doing an original song.
Wow.
You should come if you're available. It's at 8 a.m. on a Wednesday.
Huh. Oh.
In the cafetorium. That's a cafeteria and an auditorium.
Wow, it sounds like the acoustics are going to be mixed. Okay, 8 a.m. on a Wednesday. Oh, I feel like guys, Wednesdays when we have our blank.
Still being asleep. We have our still being asleep.
Yes, we still have our still being asleep.
Oh, yes. Arnie and Chunt will be asleep. I will be going through a tomb looking for any sort of gold or gems that might be hiding there.
Well, if you can't make it to the show, you could always come to the dress rehearsal. It's at 6:30 a.m. on Wednesday.
Same Wednesday?
The same Wednesday.
Okay. Shit. Just making sure it wasn't the previous Wednesday because that would be particularly inconvenient.
Oh, what do you have then?
Going through a different tomb.
Oh my gosh! You got no wonder you're not looking so good. You guys are busy, busy, busy.
Yeah, Wednesday's my tomb day.
We're working too hard.
Well, I wish I could say that there's relief on the other side of retirement, but frankly, I'm busier than ever. I'm batting away friends and suitors. I'm trying to be alone and rest, but yes, don't look so surprised. Yes, I still have suitors.
Oh, I'm not surprised. Wow. You were dead for a while, and now you're alive and dating again. So that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, alive and dating again. I think that should be a show somewhere on the road, in the home. Is it true about all the STDs?
What?
In the thriving community?
I heard that a lot of thriving communities, homes have
rampant STDs.
Yeah, save the dates.
I should hire an assistant to get things on my calendar. Oh, well, actually, you gave me a calendar. But do you know how long it takes me to write one thing down? I'm like, where's my pen? My shell's on fire.
I am noticing some smoke is still coming out of your shell right now.
And I think your priorities are a little mixed up. Where's my pen? My shell's on fire. I'd reverse those.
Well, let's take a quick break, and I'll go get another drink for everyone at the bar.
Earl.
Punya Kaluda.
Just whatever. So, Hildy, I know you're not happy about your children putting you in an assisted thriving community, but it could be worse. They could have put you in an assisted suicide community.
That's so true. I hadn't thought of it like that. I was going to say worse than that is my children are talking to me at all. I explicitly said no contact from birth on. I got you here. That's my job is done.
How did they find you in the first place? Because I know you've gone to great lengths to not be found by your family.
It's got to be my online presence.
Oh, you do have a lot of fishing lines kind of hanging off of you.
Yeah.
And so your family's gotten caught up in the nets that are like dragging behind you?
I think that has to be it. And then I'm dragging them along in the sea and then they're like, wait a minute, I know that guy.
I'm being followed.
My mother. Lo and behold, it's all 11,000 of my children.
It's a classic story. You get caught in a net. You look at who's dragging that net along. You go, we have the same cheekbones.
Yeah. A tale as old as time.
Hildy, I feel like I could be misremembering, but, you know, every time you're on, I feel like you give us a handful of your kids' names. Could we just get just a taste, just a little smattering of some names?
Of those
your...
who have wronged me?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Of course. Well, there's the one who looks the most like me.
Oh.
Elaviv.
Okay.
Elaviv?
Yes. There's Elaviv. Then, of course, there's her twin, Sean. Dumpy Air. That was what I was going through a French phase.
Wait, hold on. Say that again, because I'm not sure I heard that one right.
Dumpy Air.
Dumpy Air. Okay, I did hear
Dumpy
that
Air.
One.
Right. Dumpy
I was
air.
Teaching myself French. So there was... Jumpy Air, Sean DePaul. And after that, it just gets blurry.
Arnie, didn't you have someone who went to Sean DePaul? Graduated even?
Just for grad school.
That reminds me, I did bring over some more drinks. Arnie here is a Dumpy Air for you, a Jean-Pierre for Hildy, and of course, Pendant Coup for a Chunt.
Oh my gosh.
Pendant Coup.
Oh, this air is extra dumpy.
Hildy, do you have, out of all your dozens of hundreds of thousands of kids, is there one that's just been, like, good to you that maybe you do feel a connection with, that maybe you could go live with, or they could live with you?
Ah, that's such a good question. Well, they can't live with me.
Because your home
They're
is on
They're very
your back.
Strict because my home is on my back, and I have a twin bed at the Assisted Thriving Community. That I make the most of, by the way, but it's too close for comfort for...
Sure.
Anyway, you understand. But I guess I have to say I've always been curious about Elaviv. And it's not just because she looks exactly like me, the one time I bred with another turtle. But I don't know. She seems smart.
Now, I have a question, and I don't want to pry. The one
really?
Time...
you guys are prying... left and right here. Why
yes.
stop now?
Well, what I said was mostly a lie. The one time you bred with a turtle, you gave birth to Elaviv, but Elaviv has a twin named Sean who's not a turtle?
Correct.
Three?
Ha. 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 Follow-up question?
Oh, I guess maybe he's a turtle. I guess I just didn't know turtles could look that ugly, but... I guess I could see it.
Well, quick question about Sean.
Of course.
Big hard shell on his back?
Yeah, you could call it a shell.
Okay. Does he like to eat pizza?
I don't know. I don't know anything about him.
You don't know anything about him, other than you think he's not attractive?
Yeah, just sort of a bad vibe off that guy.
Yeah. Well, you know, you gotta follow your gut instincts. That's fair. Yeah.
So a lot of your kids you don't know, but you hate them.
Correct.
Well, to be fair, they did put her in a home.
That's fair, but it seems like, I mean, based on, no offense, your age, Hildy, I assume that your kids must be up there as well. Some of them.
Some of them.
Yeah. It sounds like maybe you weren't present for some of their lives.
I wasn't. I had the strict out-of-the-womb policy. I said, the sea is hard and so am I, so get cracking.
Oh, sorry. Hold on. You don't lay eggs?
And someone of your age should not be saying the hard C.
Yeah.
I mean, do what you want, but it's surprising coming out of your mouth.
You're an incredible creature, an ancient creature, and it's possible that you existed before turtles laid eggs, and you have, again, so personal.
Oh, they...
Tell me about your womb.
Well, they did update the hardware at some point.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
At some point.
Got so, a new pelvic floor, new pelvic flooring and everything.
Yeah. Turtles these days, it's so much easier to leave their kids for them. Because they lay eggs on the shore, they kick up their little sand, and then they scooch back into the sea. Back in my day.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, here comes her solo act, probably.
Back in my day. It wasn't so easy. I used to be queasy. My stomach would swell to my shell. Shell, shell, shell. Imagine me pregnant. I could. And this is where the lyrics.
Hard to remember.
You're workshopping. You're workshopping.
Yeah, yeah.
You're workshopping. Hey, you got time. It's not till Wednesday. The dress rehearsal's not till Wednesday.
So is it true that your one-woman show is called Mama Flea? Where you're constantly running away.
So they do reference me on the flyer.
I do like that you're a solo act that refuses to sing with others, but you do back yourself up with a...
Yeah, acapella means all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, yes. And you're the oldest creature in Foon that I know of, so you know what? I feel like you hold all that knowledge, so I'm never going to contradict you.
Oh, yeah, but by the way, instruments weren't even invented when I was growing up. So what I am doing is playing an instrument, as far as I know.
Hildy, do you remember the first time you saw a musical instrument?
Oh, my God, it was incredible.
Yeah? What was it? When was it? Where was it?
Well, you have to remember, it was a different time.
Sure.
Okay,
oh, she's going to say something racist.
We didn't know any better. So it just was, simpler in a lot of ways. But the first time that I ever saw an instrument, it was actually, there was this wonderful starfish who used to really run my corner of the sea when I was growing up. And that starfish used to really piss people off, saying things that I know we don't say anymore. So I'm not going to repeat them.
Sure, thank you.
And then one day, a beautiful sea lion picked up this starfish and sort of, hurled it across the sea, ninja star style, and it stuck in...
Sorry, before musical instruments were invented, you did have ninjas?
Of course, there's always been ninjas.
Sure.
When do you think ninjas were invented?
The goddesses created things in an order that, while it may not make sense to us, makes perfect sense to such divine and perfect beings.
Yeah. Turtles, ninjas, a long time. Wait, hold on. Actually, I'm just putting this together.
Turtles, ninjas teenagers. Musical instruments. Hildy. So they threw the star.
Yeah,
ninja
Michelangelo. Star. Yeah. Raffaello?
They all...
Quentin? Anyway, they threw the star across the ocean and it stuck into a piece of coral in such a way it let out such a tremendous dong.
Oh. Nobody said anything about tremendous dong.
And when I heard this tremendous dong, tears came to my eyes. It was the most beautiful sound I had ever heard before. And I knew right then and there that I was destined to be a musician.
Wow.
Anyway, what was the question?
Oh, that was an incredible story. We were asking about the first musical instrument you ever saw.
Oh, it was a different time, okay?
Oh,
no. No, wait, she's starting over. She's starting over from the beginning.
Guys, I think she might need to be in that home.
She totally does. She definitely does. Hildy, can I ask a little bit more about the social scene at the Assisted Thriving? Also, what is the name of this Assisted Thriving community?
Better Shores Ahead. Is, I think, what it's called.
Yeah, because a lot of them have to do with, like, groves or, you know, different types of wood or something. So Better Shores, I think, is really good.
Buried Fields.
Buried Fields, of course. I really like that name. It's calming.
I mean, it's lovely. It's bustling also. It's full of a competitive spirit. So it is a bit of a... It is based on audition. And so...
You have to audition to get in to the
bit
community?
Of a conservatory?
Yes.
And you didn't want to be there, but you passed the audition?
Well, they gave me three choices. They said you can go to Better Shores Ahead, the end of the fishing line, or Live Fish Don't Bobble. And I said, the last two sound terribly depressing. Please let me go to the Performing Arts Thriving Community. I auditioned. Boom. Got in. Of course. Not a big surprise, but still feels good.
Well, it makes more sense that there are a lot of a cappella groups there now, too.
I guess you're right.
Hildy, will you be honest with us?
Always.
Is this an upcoming talent show, or is this a retainment audition? Every year, is there a retainment audition where you have to prove that you still belong?
It's not a retainment audition, necessarily. It's just the annual assessment. It's like a wellness check.
Okay. Yeah.
So on the every we have our doctor's appointment. They weigh you. They say how it's looking for you, life expectancy wise, and then you do your performance.
Oh gosh!
And you're like singing cognitive tests.
Often you're singing cognitive tests.
I'm concerned. I'm not going to have what it takes to get into this thriving community.
Are you a singer?
Not really. I'm more of a, you know, vocal interpreter.
You patter sing, Isidore. Don't sell yourself short.
I can definitely get. I can carry a tune when needed.
It's more of a William Shatner of singing.
I don't know what that is, but okay. What about a dramatic monologue? I bet I could pull off a dramatic monologue.
Oh, yeah, they're always looking for actors.
Oh, excellent. Well, Chunt, name a play, and I'll do a dramatic monologue from it.
Ooh, okay, name a play. How about Most of My Sons?
Father, I'm begging you. Please bring your other son back. Why are only most of us here? If we were all together again, we could be a family, Father. Father. Father.
Wow. I've never heard a script with so many fathers in it.
Yeah, I was going to say the reviews for that one were a few too many fathers.
Father. We must go farther, Father, to find our brother. Where's our mother, Father? When our other brother?
Did Dr. Seuss...
Father! I beg of thee.
This might be a cognitive test.
And he's failing.
Please, let us sit down.
Us or?
And scene.
Oh, wow.
How did you remember all those words?
Well, it's mostly one word, which makes it a lot easier. But you have to remember how many times to say it.
Gosh, I could never do what you do. Well, I have before, but now I'm really focusing on my music.
Hildy, so you could do what he does, but you choose not to.
Hildy, I have a question. This is kind of an Earth thing, so I'm not sure exactly how to explain it. But I wonder if in the thriving community you have a kind of Ted Danson situation where like an older gentleman is pretending to be in the thriving community just to like solve a murder mystery or something like that. I didn't want to ask if you have a man inside because that seemed a little too personal, so that's why I explained it in that way.
Well, so you're wondering if there's a man who's at the thriving community to solve mysteries?
Yeah. Or are there mysteries to be solved?
Oh, there are mysteries to be solved.
Ooh.
Absolutely. A lot of them are crimes of the heart.
Oh, I can do a monologue from that, too. Hello, I'm your lawyer. My name is Barnett Lloyd, and I've come to make sure you aren't prosecuted improperly.
Arnie, in Foon, actors love to do a southern accent.
Yes.
Why, I never thought that you would think that I was attractive, me being a young, handsome lawyer.
Oh, no, this is one where he says lawyer a lot. Okay,
cool. Thank God he didn't do one from Night Mother.
Yeah.
Do you do one from Night Mother?
No. We got to do a break. We got to go to break.
Well, I'll take us to break on a monologue.
Fuck.
Mother. Mother. It's the night. Night, Mother.
Just go to bed.
Don't go to sleep yet, Mother. Mother.
Listeners are praying for a commercial right now.
Mother. Mother.
I'm literally crying.
Mother. Mother. Mother.
How can he remember
Mother.
These words?
Mother, it is night. I can't see. It's too dark. Mother. 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 Mother.
Hildy, you've been so generous in talking about these difficult things going on, being in the thriving community. I feel like we kind of owe you. You've always done so much to help us.
Yeah.
Do you want us to help you get revenge on your children in some way?
Oh. You know, I hadn't even... The concept of revenge hasn't even occurred to me. But what would I do? I don't want them in the thriving community with me. And I would ask you to help me escape, but I'm kind of looking forward to the concert.
I've also got bad news for you, Hildy. You move very slowly, and we're currently in a tavern that is walking. So, I suspect you're not going to get back to your thriving community anytime soon.
Oh, well, I have to be there by Wednesday at 6:30 a.m.
Sure, for the dress.
Maybe you could help me get back, actually. I could use a ride.
Oh, yeah. I think we can divert far enough to go over to, what was the name of it again?
Better Shores Ahead?
Better Shores Ahead.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
But what was the name of the other two?
The End of the Fishing Line.
And so, something about bottles?
And a live fish never bobbles?
Yeah. Yes. Let me check that off. You've passed that portion of the cognitive test.
Oh, thank you.
Hildy, I'll say, just from, people in my life that I've talked to, they always say the best revenge is a life well lived.
Huh.
But we could also, beat the shit out of your kids or,
No, because I don't want thank you for the offer. I truly appreciate it. I just worry if they survive the beating and it gets traced back to me, then they're going to take me and they're going to place me in a live fish never bobbles. And at this point, I have so much invested in the community. I have so many STDs for events that are coming up down the pike.
Yeah.
So I honestly, I never thought I'd say it, but I'm grateful to my children.
Wow.
Oh. What a wonderful epiphany to have. Thank you for having an epiphany during our show. It's always best when the people that we meet save their most important moments to happen here on microphone.
Oh, of course. And as long as you're catching this all on camera and can show my image to the people, I'm happy.
I'm starting to feel bad about myself that Hildy has a more contemporary idea of what a podcast is than what our podcast is.
So, Hildy, it seems like your biggest hurdle right now is finding something that rhymes with pregnant.
That's correct.
Okay, so let's all sort of combine our, mental prowess and
eggplant.
Come up with... What did you say?
I said eggplant, but it's just a place to start from.
No, that's good. Pregnant, eggplant. I think that works.
This is becoming a saucy song.
What about hamnet?
I haven't seen it.
A hamnet?
Yeah, no. I haven't seen one of those in hundreds of years. That's when pigs used to live in the ocean.
Yeah.
It's before they could fly.
Ham juice is making more and more sense.
Okay, someone owes me an apology. Hildy, I think go with your first thought. I think eggplant does work.
Okay. Oh, that's perfect. I forget the words. I've got to be writing down my good ideas.
You forgot the words that we just helped you write?
No, I forgot the words to the song.
Oh.
Imagine Hildy. Me pregnant. Yeah, what's up?
Okay, can I talk to my friends for just one moment? Excuse me.
Oh, sure. I can't go anywhere, but I'll...
Yeah.
I'll look away.
We have got to see this show.
What? That was what you wanted to say?
Just to see if she even remembers what it is.
Oh, she put her head and limbs inside her shell.
To let us talk for a second.
Yeah, that's...
Knock on the top again. She'll pop back up.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Hildy?
Who is it?
It's Yusuro Chantanani. Arnold.
It's Arnold.
Just a second.
Oh, she may not be decent.
Doing?
There's a lot of smoke coming out of the holes.
I know.
Hildy? Oh, her kitchen.
Shit.
Hildy, what are you doing in there?
Hildy, do we need to save you from yourself?
Just a minute. How do you turn this burner off?
Oh, no. If we look in that shell, are we going to find a bunch of long-expired medications?
Hildy, there are a lot of newspapers falling out of the head hole of your shell.
Okay, well, just one minute, I said.
Oh, so, I hope she's not driving carts. That's the best. Someone needs to take away her cart license.
It's covered. Oh, hello.
Hey, Hildy. Wow, you really got up to a lot in those kind of 5 seconds we were having a good chat.
I was just making a little snack, and then, you know how it goes.
Sure.
I think maybe we're glad that you're happy with your children now, but I think they've done the right thing. You shouldn't be starting fires in your own shell.
Right. My creative energy needs to be on the bigger platform. Thank you, Wizard.
Well, is that what I said?
Sure, Wizard.
Huh. And you know what? Let me take all these newspapers that fell out, and let me just throw them in our hearth. Although, actually, oh shit, that's a lot of paper. Sorry, guys. Ooh. I think I said the hearth fire is start the tavern.
Okay, I'm gonna put out the fire with a magic spell.
Okay,
okay, that made the fire bigger.
Okay, well, all right,
fuck.
So, Chun, you've got to get all three of us to this assisted thriving home.
And Hildy, we owe you a huge apology because I didn't realize how hard it can be to just be alive in general.
You're telling me.
Now, Chunt, we know how myself and Hildy are going to get in, but Arnold, how are you going to get into this assisted thriving facility? You got 16 bars of a song or what?
I'll probably just do a podcast or something.
Ooh.
No, something that shows off your talent.
Yeah, like a host, like an interview. I could interview people at the home, at the assisted thriving, at the community.
No.
Okay. Ooh, Arnie, what if we did like a two-man act? Like, you know, a lot of creatures have interesting names these days.
Wait, are you setting me up for an act where I have to come up with a bunch of names? Shouldn't that be the other way around? Like, that's your talent.
Okay, I tried.
Oh, wait, who? Who's on first?
You, Arnie, I'm talking to you.
Oh, who? What?
I want to die.
I don't know.
Quick, Chunt. Hildy, find someone for Arnie to interview so we can see if he can really do it or not.
Well, where'd that little guy in the drink go? Todd.
Oh, yeah, Todd. Todd.
Wait, hold on. You sir. This whole time, Hildy's been talking to us trying to find Todd. Hildy, be honest. You don't want to. You're not here to see us. This whole time, you've been trying to find Todd.
Well, I didn't know you were here. I was as surprised to see you as you were to see me. But yeah, sure, I came to find that handsome little gentleman in a beautiful three-piece suit.
Oh, Todd Erickson always wearing a three-piece suit.
I just ran over there and ordered another hot Todd E. Here's Todd Erickson again.
Hello.
Well, well, well. You thought you could get away from me.
Okay.
What?
Okay.
Okay?
Is that all you have to say?
I'm here to serve.
That's right. Now, do a little dance for my friends.
I don't know if I want to see what's going to happen next.
Oh, you've got to see him dance.
If you want it. Get on it, ride it, I'm Toddy.
Yay!
Huh. It's a very impressive little dance.
Oh, it's then why'd you say, huh?
I didn't expect such a small dance to be so impressive.
Yeah, I think it was more, we were just kind of blown away by it. We didn't know what to say versus commentary. Yeah.
Oof. Whoa. Yeah.
I've been petitioning
also, we're distracted by the tavern slowly catching on fire, so...
Oh, yeah, everything is on fire right now.
Getting pretty bad. Everything is on fire right now.
Well, Todd, if you ever need a place to stay, you know there's always room in my shell in my twin bed.
Please get me out of here, please. I want to leave so bad. Please let me out of here.
Think of a water spell real quick. Just got to think of a water spell.
Are you talking to them or talking to me?
Oh, just I was thinking out loud. Do you
no,
know
not
a
you,
spell?
Toddy.
Who, me?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
To
get
you?
Me out
who's
of here.
Who's talking to who?
Me? Second now, base. I want to get to second base with this turtle.
So that's a yes?
Whoa, Toddy, very forward.
Yes, that's a yes. You're so beautiful.
Oh my gosh. Can I talk to my friends for just a second, Toddy?
Oh, sure.
He's kicking the ground. Yeah. He knows rejection.
Here, let me pick him up and place him over here. All right.
Sorry, guys. We're going to have to figure out how this Amscray, the Arbay, seeing Todd Eel be so thirsty really was a big turn off, if you know what I mean.
Ooh, the Arbays? I'm not hungry, but...
Well, we could go somewhere else.
While we figure this out, Hillary, do you mind if I read an email from one of our listeners?
Oh, sure. Don't know what that means.
Oh, sure. Well, listeners, you can always email us at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's a real email address. Or you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/magictavern and message us there. Here's one we got recently. It's a little long, so I'm going to sort of just read parts of it. Dear Arnie Chunt and blah, blah, blah.
I would say maybe don't say blah, blah, blah. It seems disrespectful to their words.
I guess so. Here's the thing. It's Usador's full name. So that just would take a lot of time.
Oh, then blah away.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah. I recently heard the call to bring more humans to Foon to help fight the League of Evil Wizards. Naturally, I immediately considered the most important requirement of all, buying the t-shirt. That part is already done, waiting for it to arrive as we speak. Now, as to why I should be summoned through a mysterious portal. First, I am a dentist. This means I possess a deep understanding of pain, fear, and how to control both. And then there are a couple other similar things about being a dentist. Second, I am also a scout leader, which means I can survive in forests, mountains, and questionable terrain with limited supplies. Third and finally, I am Portuguese. This means I come from a people with a legendary ability known as Desenmerder, literally translated to unshit yourself. To be able to find a solution when there should be none. We can improvise tools, plans, food, and hope out of thin air. Magically yours, Bruno.
Wow, Bruno.
Yes, please join my quest. It sounds like you have all the perfect skills to be part of an adventuring party.
I think anyone with the magical ability to unshit themselves should be given first priority.
I mean, that's not that none of us are capable of that.
Yeah. No. What
was it called again, Arnie?
Oh, boy.
Desenmerder?
Desenmerder, which I don't know if I'm pronouncing... I'm sure I'm not pronouncing that right. That
wait a minute. There's been a merder.
A Desenmerder. I don't know why I'm reading it as if it's a Norwegian word. I don't really know how to pronounce it.
Well, Arnie, you said merd, and Hilda, you might know this, is the French word for shit. So that might make sense.
Yes. Merd. Merd.
Do you know any more French, Hilda?
Oh, yeah. It's been ages, but...
This must be from a time when, because you're so ancient, when Earth was, the dimensionals were touching closer and you could hear maybe some of the French?
Yeah, I really picked up on it just really through osmosis. Mostly it was a, je suis la jeune merde.
Whoa.
Or, je voudrais une tasse de merde.
Beautiful. Something about shit?
I think it's, I am a young shit, and I would like a glass of shit.
Yeah. Okay.
Arnie?
Back to the home.
Arnie, can that be marriage? Can that be marriage?
Wait, you're suggesting we add that to our merch store?
We should have more merd merch.
Wow.
It's all kind of merd merch.
That's true. In the meantime, people can buy an I'm Moving to Foon shirt along with many others in our Dashery store. There's a link in the show notes.
I'm a young shit. I feel like more people should wear shirts. Older people should wear shirts that say I'm a young shit.
All the young shits. Doodle-dee-doo.
Arnie, I think that's your song. You can
beautiful.
Get in now.
Wow.
Oh, that was wonderful, Arnie. Oh.
And Arnie, that's an original?
Yes.
Because your song goes dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, and somebody else's song might go dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Yeah, very different. Very
okay.
Different.
Interesting.
Why haven't we ever thought of having Arnie just recreate all the songs he knows from Earth and just passing them off as his own?
Oh, yeah, you could do that with books, too.
We talked about that yesterday.
Didn't see it.
Yeah.
Heard it was bad. Hildy, thank you so much. Best of luck with your talent show on Wednesday. I think we're going to try to be there.
Yeah, and again, it's only 6:30 is the dress rehearsal, so if your schedule clears up, all I've got on mine is Wednesday and then Chun's birthday again. So, yes, I'll stop by anytime.
Oh, that reminds me. Thank you so much for sending me the one gold check for my birthday. I really appreciated that.
Oh, yes, of course. You got me, you got me a wall calendar, and that was the only thing that was marked on it, so.
Yeah, yeah. So, I really appreciated that, and I cashed it, and it went to a good cause.
You cashed it?
Yeah, I just went ahead and cashed it. You sent it to me, so I figured it would be fine.
Oh, okay. I just need to attend to something in my shell, if you don't mind. I just need a minute.
If you're overdrawn on your accounts, are you in danger of being removed from the thriving community?
Oh, I have to imagine my children are paying for it. It's certainly not linked up to my shell account. All I had in there was one cold coin.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
But you're so old, you must have accumulated so much interest.
I keep it in cash.
Oh, my God. This is...
Wait, you don't keep your cash inside your shell, do you?
Oh, there's smoke coming out of your shell.
Oh, no.
Of course I keep it in my shell. That's the safest place you could keep something. Strapped to your body at all times. Now, if you'll excuse me, it would appear that I left my heated blanket on.
We've got to drive this whole tavern right into a river.
Almost makes me wonder if I should keep my heated blanket plugged in, left on the highest setting, and sitting on top of a pile of gasoline-soaked rags and fireworks. Should be fine. Yuzuru the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Hildy Shiblin, the Ancient Turtle, was played by special guest Olivia Nielsen. You can follow Olivia on TikTok, at Olivia West Nielsen. Olivia also co-hosts a monthly variety show in LA called Quality Time, with friend of the tavern, Aaron Keefe. You can follow that show on Instagram at Quality Time Show. I'm not used to hearing quality and show used in the same sentence. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Patrons get ad-free episodes, all the spin-offs, and at least 2 new bonus episodes each month. Here's a clip from the most recent bonus, Another Teeny Tavern, hosted by Momo the Mouse, played by Aaron Keefe.
Stop.
What?
Stop. Stop the recording.
Honey, what are you doing here?
Oh, it's me.
Babe, what's wrong?
It's me.
You're out of breath and you're sweating.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Huge news, honey. I got huge news, Momo, baby.
Sorry, Reese's. We're in the middle of a teeny tavern. Oh, my God, you're crying.
It's not good. It's not good.
You should throw it a break.
We'll be right back after these messages from today's sponsor, hot dog buns. When you want to eat a hot dog, put it on a bun.
That's not even a real sponsor.
Sorry, I didn't. I just saw a hot dog and I said the first thing I thought of.
Of course you did. Look at me.
Hey, baby,
At me, what do you think? You see food, right? Oh, God.
I've never seen a sausage sweat. That's what I'm thinking.
No.
Hey, Isidore, can you get him a glass of water?
Yeah, I'll be right back.
Hey, baby,
are you
baby,
there?
Baby,
are you there?
Baby. Yeah, I'm standing right in front of you and holding your face in my hands.
Oh, God, there you are.
To hear the rest and learn more about supporting the show, including how to gift someone a Patreon subscription, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer Anna Hoverman. This episode edited by Stefan Dranger. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.